Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Tapestry Inc., a leading luxury fashion company known for its brands like Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman. Tapestry is recognized for its strong brand heritage, innovative designs, and commitment to sustainability. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the luxury retail sector. Let's dive in.
Tapestry has established itself as a major player in the luxury fashion industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Tapestry's decision-making, especially in product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce customer loyalty to their well-established brands such as Coach and Kate Spade, rather than taking risks on new or emerging brands. While this focus on brand loyalty helps ensure a steady stream of revenue from repeat customers, it may also limit Tapestry's ability to innovate or appeal to new customer segments who might be looking for fresh and unique designs. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Tapestry might focus on marketing products and collections that have recently been successful or are highly visible in the media, potentially overlooking less obvious opportunities that could resonate with different consumer groups.
This focus on maintaining strong brand loyalty and leveraging successful collections has helped Tapestry build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand strength in the luxury sector.
Exactly. Tapestry's emphasis on brand loyalty and successful product lines has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the luxury fashion industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new trends and markets to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Tapestry, Inc. As a luxury fashion company with a global customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Tapestry given their global operations and the need to create products that resonate with a diverse range of consumers. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive fashion collections. A diverse workforce can help Tapestry better understand the needs and preferences of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and culturally relevant designs. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like luxury fashion, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Tapestry not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and innovative fashion, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible luxury retail. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Tapestry operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving luxury fashion market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Tapestry's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the luxury fashion sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new collections and entering new markets. Brand loyalty might make Tapestry more inclined to focus on their established brands and customer base, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation and changing consumer preferences. The availability heuristic might drive them to focus on marketing popular and high-visibility products, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging fashion trends and consumer segments.
This adaptability is key for Tapestry, especially as they face competition from both traditional luxury brands and newer, more disruptive fashion companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining brand loyalty is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Tapestry's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer behaviors.
Now, let's compare Tapestry, Inc. to other companies in the luxury retail sector like LVMH, Kering, and Ralph Lauren. How do Tapestry's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Tapestry's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the luxury retail sector, such as LVMH, Kering, and Ralph Lauren, particularly in their approach to brand management, product innovation, and market adaptation. Tapestry's emphasis on maintaining strong brand loyalty and established collections appeals to investors looking for consistency in the luxury sector. LVMH, known for its diversified portfolio of luxury brands and strong focus on heritage, appeals to those interested in growth through a wide range of luxury products. Kering, with its focus on high fashion and sustainability, offers a more dynamic approach to luxury fashion, while Ralph Lauren's emphasis on classic American style and lifestyle branding positions it as a leader in timeless luxury. Tapestry's focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing brands in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike LVMH or Kering, which have a broader focus on a diversified portfolio of luxury brands, Tapestry's strength lies in its ability to maintain strong, recognizable brands like Coach and Kate Spade, which have allowed it to build a loyal customer base in the luxury fashion market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Tapestry, the focus on brand loyalty and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the luxury retail sector.
To sum up, Tapestry, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Tapestry's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.